SBS Radio. Australian Border Force officials have confirmed 11 children in detention on Nauru have been transferred to Australia to receive medical treatment. The transfers come as the federal government faces growing pressure to accept an offer from the New Zealand government to send 150 refugees in offshore detention to there. That bill has been before Parliament for 2 years, but it has failed to get any major support. The government maintains it would only support the deal if Parliament approved its so-called lifetime ban legislation, which would prevent those refugees from ever entering Australia. Labor has announced it's willing to compromise and approve the legislation with amendments, as is Independent MP Andrew Wilkie. But Mr. Wilkie, who has now introduced another bill to Parliament aimed at bringing sick asylum seekers to Australia for medical attention, says he remains firm on one thing.
It can't be just trickling some kids off, you know, a few here, a few there, a few next year. Any sort of New Zealand solution for it to be acceptable must include, this is as a bare minimum, all children and their families moving as soon as possible in one group.
The opposition says it's willing to compromise with the government to get some asylum seekers removed from detention in Nauru. Opposition immigration spokesman Shane Newman says Labor has sent a letter to Immigration Minister David Coleman outlining three amendments. One of Labor's conditions is for the lifetime ban on entering Australia to apply only to the cohort in Nauru going to New Zealand. Deputy opposition leader Tanya Plibersek says while Labor is prepared to compromise, it believes a lifetime ban is an extreme condition.
They don't need this legislation. It's extreme overkill. It means if someone who's tried to come to Australia by boat ends up in a third country, they spend their whole life there, they're professionally successful, they want to come to Australia for a business conference or to visit a relative or for tourism purposes, 30 or 40 or 50 years after they've tried to come to Australia the first time, they still won't be allowed to come.
Department of Home Affairs Chief Medical Officer Pobod Gonya has told a Senate estimates hearing medical staff on Nauru have seen an unprecedented jump in presentations in recent months. He says 11 of the 63 children on Nauru have been transferred to Australia so they could get adequate medical care. Mr. Gonya says the reason is unclear, but anecdotal evidence indicates some may stem from the length of time they have been on the island and from parents' poor mental health transferring to their children. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has been moving children from Nauru, but without weakening its border protection policies.
Labor have always been for weaker border protection policies. And you don't get children off Nauru by putting more children on Nauru through weaker border protection policies. I'm interested in getting children off Nauru. Over 200 children have already come off Nauru. More children have already come off in recent times under the quiet, effective management of these issues that the government is pursuing. We're not here to grandstand on this. We're just here to get the job done.
With the all but confirmed election of independent Karen Phelps in the seat of Wentworth, crossbench MPs could have the numbers in Parliament to force the transfer. Dr. Phelps wants all children and their families brought to Australia. The Border Force has told Senate estimates about 652 people, including 107 families, are on Nauru, with another 626 men on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.